Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Hear it from the doctor with expert guests from the American Academy of Pediatrics. It's Healthy Children. Now, our favorite mom, Melanie Cole, MS.
Winter is here, and if you live where there's snow, then kids are sledding and skiing and skating. Plus, there are winter sports going on through school. We've got basketball and volleyball and, you know, even beginning things like track and field. But mostly the winter sports are skiing and skating and sledding and all these things. And, you know, you don't want your kids to get hurt. I do remember a time my son went sledding down the hill and the blood from his nose was he went toppling over, went down the hill. So we're talking winter sports safety here with Dr. David Hill, fan favorite and pediatrician spokesman for the American Academy of Pediatrics. Dr. Hill, so winter sports, we're talking about sledding, what, skiing, skating, all of those things?
I think you caught a lot of them. My stepdaughter, who's a snowboarder, would be very upset if we did not mention snowboarding as a possibility. And then there's just romping, right? You know, there's no athletic association for romping in the snow, but it's a lot of people's favorite thing to do. So all that stuff, of course, puts you where you're cold. It puts you where there's ice. And many of those sports propel your body at an unusually high speed, often downhill. And so that exposes you to the risks that come with speed.
Okay, so let's just start with skiing, snowboarding, those knuckle draggers that your daughter likes to do. You know, while snowboarders spend a lot of time sitting around with their legs, just sitting there on the hill, they do actually move around sometimes. Helmets, glasses,
and
ski goggles,
so
the whole ball of wax, right?
And, you know, I'm not coming off. I've got two kids who've had concussions. I've been talking about concussion safety for a long time. But they're both playground concussions, right? Not sustained doing skiing or snowboarding or anything else, but boy, does it bring it home how easy it is to get a really serious head injury and how long it takes to recover. And especially if a child has had multiple concussions, it's not clear that they're ever fully back to where they were before the concussions in a variety of ways. So you have to have a healthy respect for kids' heads. Kids are at higher risk of concussions than adults. But, you know, in the last 10 or 15 years, there have been some very famous deaths of people skiing without helmets. I think Sonny Bono was one of those. There was a Kennedy out there.
And Natasha Richardson. Yeah, there's been a bunch of them.
Yeah, so, I mean, I'm married into a serious skiing family, and I'm trying to pick it up some myself. But you cannot overemphasize the importance of helmets when you're flying down a hill at high speed, and there is ice, and there are other skiers, and there are trees, and there's just a lot of unknowns out there. The biggest unknown is the other people on the slopes. People like me who aren't quite sure where they're going or who might get up a little too much speed and lose control. Nobody on the slope can figure out what I'm going to do. So look out for me. Put your helmet on. I might be out there after all.
Absolutely. And that's one of my biggest complaints with some of those sports. And I wear a helmet too now, and I didn't used to. But since I see other skiers and snowboarders come flying past me, and I watched my husband get toppled by one of them, we wear helmets now too. So helmets and goggles are so, so important. What do you want to say about snowmobiling, Dr. Hill? Because I think I know what you're going to say, but what do you want to say about it?
I came in with no prepared statements on snowmobiling. But obviously, again, helmets are really important. You want to avoid risky behavior on the snowmobile because a broken neck is a really bad injury. Whatever you're doing, it is not worth paralysis, right? Snowmobile accidents, when they occur, can be absolutely horrendous. Look at the state's regulations and guidelines on what age is safe for snowmobiling. I mean, it's essentially similar to putting a kid on a motorcycle, right? It can be a lot of fun. Boy, do you want to take some care with it, because those accidents can be absolutely horrendous.
They can. And I think, you know, the American Academy of Pediatrics recommends that children under 16 don't even get on a snowmobile, because I know you do sometimes like to ride a kid around. You know, you put them on the back like you're jet skiing, or put them on the front. And it is really, really, really dangerous. So, you know, if you're going to do it, use extra caution. Now, as you said, romping around, that's pretty safe. I like it when my kids romp around in the winter. But then again, you know, they can get cold and not realize that there are safety concerns with just plain romping. Give us what you see as a doctor.
Right. You know, the two things we think about with snow play, especially with young children, are hypothermia, which is your core body temperature getting too cold, and then frostbite. And so as a parent, you want to be looking out for symptoms of each of those. In frostbite, it generally starts with numbness, stinging, or a burning sensation. The exposed parts of the body, the parts that stick out, are the ones most given to frostbite. So fingers, toes, tip of the nose, ears. And if your child looks uncomfortable or is starting to complain that those parts of them don't feel good, get them in and get them warmed up quickly. Now, frostbite is essentially a burn injury. Even though it's cold, there's the same sort of tissue damage that you see with a burn. So these things, when they progress, can blister. You do not want to rub a frostbitten area. Warm it up with your breath. If you can get to water that's fairly warm, you know, about 100 degrees to 104 degrees water, you can use that. But do not rub these areas, because if the tissue is already damaged and injured, you can actually make that injury worse with physical abrasion. When thinking about hypothermia, it's kind of cute to see kids shiver, but shivering is the body's first involuntary response to getting too cold. So respond when you see your child's not having fun anymore. When they're starting to look like they're shivering, they're not really enjoying it anymore, get them inside. Or maybe they look like they're having a good time with the shivering, but that's still the time to warm them up, get them inside, get them somewhere warm. As hypothermia progresses, it can lead to confusion. So if your child appears dazed, isn't walking right, isn't talking right, not responding the way you'd expect, you're in a really serious place with hypothermia. And that is when, in addition to warming your child up and getting them dry as quickly as possible, you're probably going to want to involve EMS, because if you're seeing changes in thinking and mental status as a result of being too cold, then you're probably looking at a little emergency room time.
Dr. Hill, if children have natural dry skin or eczema in the wintertime, you know, I know they don't love it, but if you put some Aquaphor on their cheeks or on their knuckles or something before they go out, can that help? Because I know my daughter gets almost white spots on her face she plays outside. But she loves to play outside. What do I do about the white spots?
You know what? You really do want to keep them moisturized. The American Academy of Pediatrics just released a new statement on eczema care, which says essentially it's all about the skin, which is like, where else would it be? But it really emphasizes the importance of keeping moisture on the skin. And in the winter, especially, it's easy for the skin to get too dry. So you want to do anything you can to keep the moisture in there. I tell people that the stickier and thicker the moisturizer, the better. If you can squeeze it out of a lotion bottle, it's probably not thick enough. I like things that you have to unscrew the lid of a pot and scoop it out with three fingertips to put it on. So Vaseline is like that, Aquaphor, Eucerin, Cetaphil, a variety of products. But you'd like something without scent, without color, that is really thick and sticky. And it may give you a shiny appearance, sure, but that's better than having red, chapped, irritated, itchy, painful skin by a long shot.
Absolutely great advice. We're talking about winter and winter safety, winter sports, and as Dr. David Hill said, make sure you put helmets on those kids. Concussions are no fun at any age, and as a parent, a good role model, wear a helmet yourself, because then your kids see you doing it, and you can all go skiing or snowboarding or sledding as a family, as long as you're all safe and protected, because that's great holiday advice, or advice any time of year. You're listening to Healthy Children right here on Radio MD. Thanks so much for listening, and stay well.